how is the current downturn in the economy affecting you and your markets? The majority of salespeople are experiencing some degree of reduced sales right now. Even if your business is strong, this current economic downturn will still have an impact on your selling efforts. Recessions, or more politically correct term, economic slowdowns, tend to go through three distinct phases. Each phase is defined by your awareness levels as a salesperson compared to your buyers. The first phase is called the silent recession. Salespeople tend to be the first to notice when their customers start to delay orders or projects, reduce order quantities, or become less interested in anything new. But because nobody else, including the press, is talking about any changes in the economy, your customers don't realize it's the economy in general slowing down and not just their business. Economic news tends to only be reported as a history-focused topic. News outlets only start reporting on the economic slowdown after multiple indicators have provided conclusive data to back up their stories. So even when the economy has slowed down, most buyers are still unaware of this change in the overall economy. The second phase of a recession is called the empowered buyer recession. This phase starts as soon as the media catches up to the economic realities and starts reporting on all the individual indicators that offer one more validation that we are indeed in a recession. Now your buyer is aware of the slower overall economy and knows there is less buying going on. They also realize they can now start making additional demands for either pricing concessions or commitments of extra service. After all, fewer buyers means the ones who are left can start making more demands. Buyers also tend to increase their vendor shopping during a tougher economy, believing they need to make sure they've considered all alternatives and haven't missed anything new that's happening in your industry. This is a time when your existing customers are most exposed to attacks from your competitors. This is also the time to make sure you're supporting your best accounts so you have the greatest chances of protecting your existing business. The third and final phase of a recession is called the silent recovery and occurs as the economy begins to recover. Again, salespeople will tend to be the first to notice when things start to open up again. But since the press hasn't validated any economic improvements, nobody else is talking positive. Even as business starts to pick up, your buyers will most likely still believe times and selling are still bad. Buyers tend to be surprised during this final phase as their significant demands and tougher negotiations that worked just a few months ago are now being resisted. You now face the competitive exposure of your customers confusing your lack of interest in agreeing to all their demands as a sign of you no longer caring about their business instead of the realization that markets and profitability are both starting to return to a more normal and healthy level. Each industry uniquely experiences any change in the economy. Some of my customers started seeing a significant reduction in their business as early as last May, while some are just now starting to see their markets deteriorate. While several are just starting to see things beginning to improve, others don't expect any relief until the first half of 2009. But the reality of your unique industry's reaction to this changing economy will usually be different than the perceptions of your buyers and what they're hearing in the press. Some suggestions to help improve your ability to negotiate and win more profitable business. The first overall suggestion is to make sure you're offering more unique value than any of your competitors. The easiest and surest way to out-negotiate your competitors is to offer the best customer-focused value solution. The most important thing for sales reps to remember during the first silent recession phase is to keep your customer communications positive. Too many sales reps start complaining to their customers when they see their business slowing down due to external economic forces outside their control. But complaining to your customers about your slower business only means you're educating and training your customers to increase their demands and expectations of additional concessions. Though you never want to lie to a customer or prospect, you also don't have to lay out all the grisly details when sales are declining. You can still improve your ability to negotiate even when your customers finally realize your business has slowed down during the second empowered buyer recession phase. Most buyers know they can receive additional concessions or extras when markets get tougher. But a number of buyers are more concerned that they got something to prove they won in their negotiations with you than the actual financial concessions they were able to receive. One of the ways to improve your negotiating outcomes with your buyers is to proactively offer bundle packages that include extras or involve special short-term pricing. Initiating and controlling the packaging of these offers can help you retain more profit for your company while still offering enough extras and added value so your buyer feels they have won additional benefits for their company. Some sales reps are already starting to see signs their economy and business are starting to improve. You need to make sure you retain positive relationships with your customers during this third and final secret recovery phase. Be sure and manage your customers' expectations by talking up any positive indicators or changes in buying that you see. Also be careful not to surprise your customers by having previous offers or specials disappear without warning or notice. Your main buyers need to hear progressively positive news so you can train them that things are improving, at least for you and your business. Your main buyer contacts have most likely positioned others within their company to expect better terms and pricing due to the slowdown in the economy. You need to help them educate their company to the improving conditions so they don't look bad when all the specials disappear. You also want to make sure your customers realize the removal of your special offers and lower pricing is due to the changes in the improving economy and not just your lack of interest in them and their business. Motivational speaker W. Mitchell shares his stories of personal challenge by identifying that it's not what happens to you, it's what you decide to do about it. This is a tougher market for most reading this article. You didn't cause this economic slowdown, but you can decide to do something to sell your way out of it. This is a time to improve your positive communications and personal attitude, increase your selling efforts, and creatively outthink and outsell your competition. We know you're good. But now, are you good enough to sell your way out of this tougher economy?